We sing a song together tonight. Hallelujah, what a Savior. You may be seated. Tonight, as you can see laid out in front of me, we will be observing communion, the Lord's Supper. It is actually a form of worship, not just one of those things that we're supposed to do occasionally. It's a form of worship that is as old as Christianity is. In fact, the Lord's Supper, the observance of it, was inaugurated by Christ himself on the eve of his crucifixion. So what does it mean to us as believers? Well, the first thing that I'd like to mention about the Lord's Supper is it's what we call an ordinance in the church. It's a word which means a prescribed practice or religious rite. Jesus only gave the church two ordinances, or religious rites, if you will. One is the Lord's Supper, and the other is baptism. Both of them are given as a remembrance, nothing more. In Luke chapter 22 and verse 19, it says, "And he took the bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave unto them, saying, This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In spite of what other houses of worship may believe, that's all it is. It is a time of remembrance. So what is it to remind us of? I want to share a couple of thoughts with you tonight about that. One of them is his agony. In Isaiah chapter 52 and verse 14, we find this verse, "And many were astonished at thee. His visage was so marred, more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men." And I think that verse describes in one verse what Christ endured. He was virtually unrecognizable with what he endured. We need to remember the awful price that Christ paid to save our souls. This do in remembrance of me. When he suffered, he suffered in your place. When he bled in your place. When he died on the cross, he was dying in our place. There was a certain family lived on a farm alongside of a dirt road. I can't imagine as a parent going through this. Only on rare occasions would a car ever pass by their little farm. I guess we would say they lived out in the boonies. But one day, as a young member of the family was crossing the road on his bicycle, a car came roaring down a nearby hill, struck the boy, and killed him. An older brother said, later, when my father picked up the mangled, twisted bike, I heard him sob out loud for the first time in my life. He carried it to the barn, placed it in a spot that we seldom used. Father's terrible sorrow eased with the passing of time. But for many years, whenever he saw that bike, tears began streaming down his face. Certainly we can connect with that. The older brother continued, since then I have often prayed, Lord, keep the memory of your death as fresh as that to me. Every time I partake of your memorial supper, let my heart be stirred as though you died only yesterday. Never let the communion service become a mere formality, but always a tender and touching experience. We're going to sing another song together at this time, The Power of the Cross. It's in your hymn books if you wish to use that.
Christ on the road to
God in heaven, thank you for forgiveness. We do stand forgiven because of the cross. God, we thank you for that tonight. Something else that we need to remember, what the Lord's Supper should remind us of, is his achievement. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 18, it says, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. As we take the bread and the juice here this evening, we need to remember that Christ died, but not in vain. 3 days later, he rose from the dead. He lives. We are to remember an appearing Lord. After Jesus rose from the dead, he ascended back to heaven, sat down at his Father's right hand to await the day when he will return to this earth to receive his people once again. Every time we take the Lord's Supper, we are declaring to a lost world that we believe in a returning Jesus. As we remember Christ's death, this special observance, it should do two things for us, in us, in our hearts. We have, at this moment tonight, an opportunity to repent. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 27, it says, wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. This observance is something that God takes very seriously. I'm just going to throw this out there that perhaps he takes it more serious than any of us ever do. When we consider what he's saying here, God says that those who didn't examine themselves and just every month, every other month, every quarter, however often their church does it, they show up, they pass the juice, they pass the wafer, then they pass the juice. And of course, it comes at the end of the preaching, so it means we're going to be staying a little bit later after the end of this service. And oh, man, they always play the music so slow, and it's just, whoa, hold on. Imagine you that are dads and moms, and your child dies. There you are at your funeral for your child. And one of the guests of that funeral, man, why is that preacher talking so long? Oh, another eulogy? Oh, how many songs are they going to sing? Ouch. God says we need to examine ourselves to see our own attitude about this observance, first of all. And then to repent of any sin that may be in our life. Because it is because of that sin that we have this funeral. It is so serious that to God that he says those who didn't examine themselves in this passage, he says some were sick, And some had even died because they didn't do this. This is a very serious occasion for God. Before you take the Lord's Supper, please take the time to examine yourself tonight. But not only do we have the opportunity to repent, but also to renew, to kind of recenter, to recalibrate, to place God back on the throne of our heart. He sometimes gets pushed off, doesn't he? Anytime we leave here, it seems like if we could just live in church, wouldn't that be great? We would never have to deal with coworkers or the stuff. I mean, everything is just warm fuzzies here in church all the time, right? Most of the time. But when we go out there, it's hard. And Satan is always working on us. Just little nudges, pushing us off center more and more, more and more. So this is a time to renew, to, as I said, recenter, kind of recalibrate. A time to remember why we're here on this earth. And I'm not part of that reason that I'm here. It's all about God. Let's sing another song together, if you would. Page 279 in your hymn books, His Robes for Mine.
Forsaken, God is straight from God.
I'll ask my deacons if they'll come up at this time. Before we begin passing the elements out, let's all just bow our heads and take some time to examine. To ask Delbert if he would please offer thanks for the body of Christ.
This evening, just thank you for the price that you paid on the cross, for the suffering that you endured on our behalf, for the beatings and the scourging and the mocking and just everything that you endured. And just thank you so much for all that you've done for us, for the salvation that comes about as a result of it. We just praise you here this evening. In Christ's name, amen.
night before, the night of his arrest, this Last Supper, Christ, when he had taken the bread, he gave thanks for it, and he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Second element of that observation, that dinner, that supper that night, was the juice, representing the blood that he was about to shed for us. I'm going to ask Joe if he would ask say a prayer of thanks for the blood of Christ. after the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me." Father in heaven, God, thank you so much for what we get to celebrate here in a few days. Your resurrection. And yet, what we celebrate tonight is a necessary part of that. And God, we thank you for that. We thank you for the forgiveness that we have. Thank you for this time that you gave us to cause us to come not only together as a family, but to come back together with you. God, I pray that as we leave here tonight, our thoughts would be more focused on the sacrifice that you made for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Would you stand with me, please? We're going to be dismissed by singing a song together, the doxology. It's been a while, I think, since we've sung this, but we'll be dismissed with that song. Sing that again together, please.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Good night, folks.